Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, John Schwab here from Curtain Call, and welcome to episode 69 of the Curtain Call Theater Podcast, the podcast that brings you backstage as close as you possibly can be, often while the shows are actually happening, to meet the people that make theater happen. If you are a theater professional or you know any, make sure you or they go to curtaincallonline.com and sign up for a free theater professional profile. All you need to do is enter your email address and a password, and away you go. It is absolutely free. And it's really exciting over here at curtaincallonline.com as well. We recently launched our jobs portal after developing the site over the last 6-7 months. And we've launched with a ton of new functions, with more rolling out throughout the end of the year and beyond. And to take advantage of this function, exclusive content, and loads of other good stuff, just sign up for a pro account today. Go to www.curtaincallonline.com and sign up. It's easy. And now for this week's podcast. It's that time of year again. No, not Christmas, at least not yet, although my 9-year-old would love it to be Christmas every day. It's the Evening Standard Theatre Awards, and they've announced their shortlist. And looking at that shortlist, it's really indicative of what a strong year for theatre it has been here in London. I mean, just listen to this list of plays. It's just a sample representative of this year's honours. Ink, Angels in America, The Ferryman, Follies, Oslo, Dreamgirls, Hamlet, King Lear, the list goes on. But there are also some names that you might not recognize, but you're going to hear much more about them in the future. And they are Al Smith, Brandon Jacob Jenkins, Catherine Sober, and they're all nominated for the Most Promising Playwright, and Sheila Atom, or a team, I'm sorry if I messed that up, Tom Glenn Carney, Luke Thallon, and they are nominated for Emerging Talent. And it's such a great list. And near the top of my list of what I saw last year was The Ferryman. It was just sensational and has picked up nominations for Sam Mendes as Best Director, Jez Butterworth for Best Play, Laura Donnelly for Best Actress, and the aforementioned Tom Glenn Carney in the Emerging Talent category. Now, I had the chance to meet Laura Donnelly and Tom Glenn Carney when they both appeared in The Ferryman at the Royal Court just before it transferred to the West End. And to celebrate their nominations, I thought I would bring you the chats I had with them backstage at the Royal Court that happened during the show. I know this sounds sycophantic, but these guys, they were just about as lovely, whatever that word is, as they possibly could be. And that is something that we at Curtain Call keep experiencing every time we go to the court, or you know what, in fact, anywhere or every time we go anywhere, into any theater for that matter. And you can really tell that Laura and Tom here were happy to be part of this company, and they knew when they were doing the play that they were in something pretty extraordinarily special. Have a listen.
My name's Laura Donnelly and I play Caitlin Carney.
Yeah. I'm Carla Langley and I play Sheena Carney.
Okay, this must have been the easiest, yes. Jez Butterworth, Sam Mendes, Sonya Freeman, producing Royal Court, yeah. My God.
Yes.
It's like a dream,
absolutely,
right?
Yeah, definitely. It's like the dream team.
Yeah, it is the dream. You know, if there were lyrics by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe it could have been.
Exactly.
How did you, like... when it came to you, it must have been something that you just... Okay, you say in that moment, or... You know?
Well,
when you found out you were doing it?
I was involved from very early on. I'd worked with Jez before, and we had discussed some of my family history that this has been used in this play. So I basically got involved right from the start and kind of got to see it develop over the couple of years that it took Jez to develop it. And so it was just, it was a long process and a really exciting one. But the day that we sat down and did the first read through, particularly when we did the read through with the cast that we knew we had, it was just really incredible. It was just that thing of suddenly realizing that it was completely right. It was just, it was really perfect.
Yeah.
And to hear a bunch of people from the north of Ireland speak Jez's words and for it to sound so completely natural, it was just incredible.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, the first workshop I did, I actually was just brought in to read some of the kids' parts because they didn't really know what they were going to do with that yet. So that was actually quite cool coming in because I wasn't really like
auditioning.
Yeah. I just came in and I was like, oh my god, this is amazing. There's like a table full of like actors that I totally admire. And yeah, I just got to read it. And then a week later, they thought maybe they would want someone a little bit older to play Sheena's part because I have to carry a baby. So yeah, then I auditioned and then went back and did the workshop after that, and it was so cool. It's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, in working with new writing, I mean, as an actor, God, it's so amazing when you get a good piece of writing. I've got to do that. I mean, regardless of who is involved, like, if a piece of writing comes and jumps at you. I mean, I've seen it on Saturday, and I was reading on the train home going, and you see little bits that were taken out, and it was wonderful to kind of go, I know why they did that now that I see that. I know why they've taken that one sentence out. It's so clever to have the writer able to be in the room, and Sam Mendes, who knows about storytelling.
Yeah, he
absolutely
knows.
What was that room like? I mean, in the race, because I hear you had 8 weeks, so
we did quite a long time.
But also having Sam Mendes at the helm.
I think it was really exciting the entire time because you know, to just make a point of reminding yourself on a kind of daily basis who it is you're working with, and the fact this stuff is, you know, dream come true kind of situation was really exciting. But I also think those 8 weeks were really intense, weren't they?
Yeah, they were really intense, and we all worked really hard, but Sam was like so supportive like the whole time. He was amazing. And because it is like a long play to get through as well, and I'm sure it was stressful on him, but not at all. And we all managed to have like the good old Irish crack and all that. But it was pretty intense, absolutely worth it because of what you achieve at the end.
As a result, it felt really collaborative, didn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You felt like in an ensemble. Yeah.
Well, it takes somebody really special, and it takes a group of really special people to be able to convince hundreds of people out there that you are a family, and we totally get that. You know, I have no shame in saying I've seen a lot of plays in the last 2 years, and I kind of go, you can tell that what's backstage is coming on stage. It happens, but you guys literally feel like a family. It's ridiculous.
Oh,
it's
like,
you know. So, you know, it's kind of, I suppose my question would be, like, how quickly did that happen? Like, because, and that does carry on stage, doesn't it? I mean,
I think that was quick, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because you get a bunch of people from the same town, probably from the same country.
And everyone knows each other, like, from somewhere else or whatever.
Irish theatre, so acting circle is pretty small. So lots of people already knew at least one or two other people in the cast, and I think we quickly established a camaraderie in the pub the first day. I think.
A kind of bond, on a Monday at like 3 o'clock.
Absolutely.
And that was nice about doing the workshops as well, because it wasn't like you were going in for your first day of rehearsal to a bunch of strangers.
I think every actor hates a first day.
It's so nerve wracking. And we did a read through on the first day, but not for like anyone else, which is nice, because I find that really nerve wracking when everyone's expecting you to
first days are always I don't want to make that big, but like I did Harry Jackson, the Southern Playhouse, and like with Timberlake Wordbaker, you know, study for university, and you're kind of going, I don't belong here. Hi, John, don't belong here. And then you see somebody you know, you're like,
absolutely.
Like,
Hey guys.
Hi.
Just JJ here.
Nightmares.
So you guys are transparent. You get to be a family a little bit longer.
Oh yeah, good deal longer.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I did have asked one by the finish on this, is that, you know, you sold out. When it was announced, and then you had your transfer announced. And did you guys feel any pressure to kind of get it right?
That
is an immense amount of pressure.
I think it was a massive pressure on the production as a whole, and I think everybody felt it.
Yeah.
Everybody from Sam and Jez down to the kids in the play. It was just. For people to be so excited about a production, knowing absolutely nothing about it, and it's a risky production, you know, 3.5 hours, you know, based in the Troubles in Northern Ireland, you know, I mean, it's the huge subjects, huge themes, and we were all shockingly aware of the fact that that people were coming expecting something that had to really, really deliver. So it was a joy to do the first preview and get that reaction.
The reaction was absolutely amazing. Because after Jerusalem as well,
expect Jerusalem too, you know, and nobody, nobody thought that you know that it's even possible to mimic the success of something like that. So the reaction's just been astounding. Yeah. I mean, we knew we had a great play on our hands, but whether or not we were doing it right, you know,
and you're and you always feel like kind of in the back of your mind, you are in safe hands with Jez and Sam, so.
Trust them
that they're
going to
make us good. So,
Brilliant, guys, thank you so much.
My name's Tom Glencarney, and I play Shane Corcoran.
Excellent. And what a character, man.
Yeah.
It's a gift.
It really is. So, I'm very lucky, yeah.
Yeah, so my first observation and question is, you know, it's Jez Butterworth, it's Sam Mendes, it's the Royal Court, you know, Sonia Freeman.
Yeah.
How easy a yes was that?
Dream team. Really is, isn't it? You know what, it was, ever since reading the script, I was just head over heels in love with this character. I wanted to be a part of this story, and I wanted to be able to help the rest of the cast tell it. I've loved Jez Butterworth's work from being a young aspiring actor, you know, even before I went to drama school. It was a given that I had to be involved in this. When I was actually filming in Africa at the time when I taped for it, and Sam ended up wanting to meet me, which I was blown away by. And then came and met the geezer, and he ended up offering me the part, which was amazing. Working with Sam as well has just been an absolute dream. I never thought I'd get a chance to work with directors of his ilk so early on in my career, but you know, even throughout the whole of my career, I never really expected to be able to say that I've worked with Sam Mendes, you know.
Well, you know, it's right time, right place, right role for you, obviously.
Funnily enough, it has been such a challenge to find who Shane is and you know how I have to change myself and what similarities we have as well. So it's been a massive challenge in terms of acting, which is exactly why I wanted to be an actor. I wanted those opportunities to be able to change and experiment and play and be bold and take some risks, and this is really catered for all those needs that I've had.
I'm asking everybody the same question, so if you don't mind, just because it's nice to kind of get some sort of theme going, because you know, following on from, you know, you talking about that, so again, you know, it is the Royal Court, but you know, before you open, you kind of sold out, you know, you got returns going on, you know, you'd have to transfer for more people to see the show. You know, that's, you talk about being early on in career, I mean, that must be new to you, but also, is that a pressure? Was there a pressure on you guys to kind of have to...
There wasn't... No, I never actually felt a pressure.
Yeah.
I felt nervous, of course.
Yeah.
My first professional play after drama school, I was bricking it, but at the same time, I was actually really excited to get in front of a full house every single night. Like, when you have that guarantee...
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. I mean, I've been in the game what, not even a year yet. And
amazing. It's all downhill from here. Man.
And absolutely. Yeah. But I don't have anything to compare it to. So yeah. You know, and the rest of the actors were going, we're going to have a full house every night. That is amazing.
Yeah.
What a gift that is to turn up to work and go, there's not going to be an empty seat.
Yeah.
And it's true. It's exhilarating out there.
I mean, Genevieve was saying that it kind of, you know, it was just great because you, when you finally got to put it in front of an audience, you know, you felt that lift it, and you know, you knew that it was the kind of thing. With the next night, you know, you're going to have a full audience, so then you can play with it a bit more.
Absolutely,
and, you know,
yeah. And it's changed an awful lot since previews, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And also it was when we had the audience in that we actually started to realise what it was we were doing. And what the story was we were telling. Of course, we intellectually understood what we were doing, but in terms of really letting it drop and really allowing it to bed in, it didn't for me anyway. I'm talking personally. It didn't feel like that until the audience was in, and you know, we were getting people coming out afterwards and saying, and then that happened and that happened and the combination of this and that and this person coming in at that time. And you really start to see it. You start to see it from their point of view and go, oh my God, yeah, that is, on Jez's part, that is fucking clever.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And Sam, of course, the way he's, you know, been the puppeteer of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And designed it. And I mean, that was really when it felt like we were onto something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Sam, you know, directing him, you know, his hand, you know, he's got the Dalmar experience. He's got huge Hollywood experience directing Bond. You know, directing.
Has he?
You know, yeah, exactly. little film called James Bond. A little film called, you know.
Oh,
American
I thought
Beauty.
He had a really promising career ahead of him.
Yeah, but. Yeah. I mean, just being in that room, like you say, you know, how is that? Especially as somebody who's coming out of drama school, to be in that room, you know, with a guy who's been around a while and has won every accolade going, really.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, how was that like for you?
How was Sam?
Yeah.
Sam was the... was everything I hoped he would be, and a lot more.
Yeah.
He was very, very open to suggestions and absolutely cool with... I did an awful lot of that. It's one of my favourite things to do, actually.
It's the only way we learn, man.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, loud and proud. He was just very, very calm and collected and knew exactly what it should have been. And as Jez was coming in with rewrites and Sam was also recommending, you know, tweaks and shifts in the script, we all just sort of teamed together and did it together. He was like an uncle.
Yeah.
He was just a very lovely fella who has a keen eye for drama and
must for humour as well. I mean, Jez and Sam, besides looking like each other, you know.
Yeah, they do look remarkably similar, don't they?
And they're separated at birth, but you know, there's a lot of humour in the play as well, man. I laughed a lot.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah. That's testament to both of their. Yeah. Both of their tastes and how well refined their eye is. They make it such a brilliant team.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a wonderful team. And they get on like a house on fire as well. It's great fun to be around them both.
Craziness. A couple more, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
Family. You know, Corcorans, the Carneys, you know, they're a big family, you know, you can tell their family. What Sam has done as well has made him look like a family. I've said this to everybody, that, you know, even at warm-up, you're kind of working together, and when people are coming to the stage door, it just felt like you guys were a family. And I know companies do get along, some companies don't, man, that's just the way it is. You know, but there seems to be a really good buzz here. But that family feel on stage, you totally believe.
Good.
And when people come outside of the family, you know, you feel that they're not necessarily, well, with Muldoon and his cronies, yeah, definitely, but how quickly did you guys kind of make that bond?
I mean, it was from day one, really. That's the beauty of working with such a lovely cast.
Yeah.
Like, if just so welcoming.
Yeah.
So welcoming. And I was pretty nervous being you know, an Englishman playing a hardcore Northern Irish, you know, IRA activist.
Mm.
I was pretty nervous.
Yeah.
With everybody.
That must have been difficult.
Coming in as a youngster, you know.
But straight out of drama school, I could do Northern Irish.
Yeah.
I couldn't
at the start. I sounded Jamaican for a while. I never had an issue with it because everybody, as I say, was so comfortable around newbies like me and everybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, the younger lads we got on straight away,
yeah,
made some really good mates that I'll have for life, I think. And that's what's great about a cast like this. You're brought together with people who have so much in common with you.
Yeah.
And when you're telling a story as harrowing as this one, you have to be like a unit. And,
it's got everything in it.
Yeah.
I had no idea you weren't Irish, Northern Irish.
Oh, it's lovely to hear, man.
Lastly, you know, we talked about the family unit, but you guys get to be family for a little bit more, you know? You're looking forward to the West End.
Yeah, it'll be great. It'll be great. I've always wanted to be on the West End. It's going to be loads of fun. And I'm sure the play will sort of mould into different things as we go on with it. It'll change, it'll grow, and obviously with the new size of the theatre, I was speaking to Jez last night and he was saying it's three times as big.
Yeah.
The auditorium is three times as big at the Gielgud. Yeah,
quite high.
Yeah, quite high. And he was like, and you know what, it'll just be three times more intense.
Yeah.
And Jez always uses the analogy that this play is like a bonfire, and people can just throw their own shit on it, and the more they throw on it, the bigger the fire goes. Yeah. Anything they feel that they need to just get out, they can just chuck it on, and that is it's a really good way of looking at it. And in that bigger space as well,
it'd be amazing,
I'm sure it's going to translate there as well, which would be great.
Laura Donnelly and Tom Glenn Carney there from the cast of The Ferryman. Before we wrap up, if you are a theater professional and want to join the network built by theater professionals for theater professionals and the entire theater community, and it's a network that's growing every day, head on over to curtaincallonline.com and sign up for a free Curtain Call Pro profile. Just like I said before, enter your email address and a password. It's all you need. Start building your profile and connecting to the industry today. You can follow us on all the socials. That's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Curtain Call. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any suggestions or feedback for the podcast, get in touch with us via any of the social media platforms I just mentioned, or write to me personally at john@curtaincallonline.com. And I would love for you guys to go onto iTunes and leave us a rating or review. It really does help us get more exposure and help other people find this podcast. It just leaves me to say a huge thank you to Laura Donnelly and Tom Glenn Carney and the entire company of The Ferryman for welcoming us backstage during their run at the Royal Court. We had a blast. Congratulations to you both and to all of this year's nominees for the Evening Standard Theatre Awards. And if you want to catch The Ferryman, you can find it. It's on at the West End at the Gielgud Theatre. You can get your tickets at all good ticket outlets. You know, wherever you need to get them. Go. It's an incredible play. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Curtain Call Theater Podcast, and I will catch you all next week. And for our American listeners, have a happy Thanksgiving. Bye.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.